All right, so continuing on in Torah Yud, it's up to not too much further than last week, but the middle of towards the end of Ois Dalet, the last paragraph in Ois Dalet, right? So it's on page Yud Gimel, the left side, Vizeh Pirish. So again, Nachmos is talking about this contrast again between the tzaddik, who is able to truly daven, who's in the system of tikkun, versus the bal gaiva, who thinks he can daven, he really can't, who's in the system of toyu, right? The disconnect between aris and kelim. Again, tikkun means, the system of tikkun is when more higher aris, lower kelim, activated. Whereas toyu, higher kelim, don't really, they're not integrated in the iris are not really integrated in the kelim. And so that's the example he gave. So the person's fasting and doing this avoidus, but not really changing. So, Vizeh Pirish, that's the explanation you could teach in Chumash. Vayomer lehem Yaakov Aviyem, right? This is after the brothers are saying they have to bring Binyamin to Mitzrayim. So Yaakov says to them, Yaakov their father says to them, I see she called them. To me, I've been lost, so to speak. Yosef inenu, Yosef's not here. Rachel's not here. Now you're going to take Binyamin, right? So he says, Zeh remez al techachas ha-seichel. This corresponds to the mussar that the seichel gives to this category of people, Baal Gaiva. Who want to become great. But so the seichel gives them mussar. What's the seichel? So Yaakov corresponds to the seichel. Ki Yaakov u'b'chines ha-seichel. Goshatarkim Unkelis. Unkelis says, v'yakveini, right, when Esav says that that's why he called him Yaakov, Yaakveini zepamoyim, because he was Yaakov me twice. What does it mean Yaakov? What does it mean Yaakov? So the Targum says v'chakmeni, that he outsmarted me. So Yaakov means seichel. So v'zeh avihem. That's why in this pasuk Yaakov is referred to their father. We know Yaakov is their father. What do you have to say that for? Ki av b'chachma, because the word av is also a code word for chachma. So again, this is also like in Kabbalah you find this. That's again one of the differences between tikkun and toyu. Between these two paths is also whether the dominant factor is chachma, or to a certain degree you could frame it between seichel, between seichel versus midas, right? Seichel automatically, in Chabad Chassidus, for example, you find this a lot, that seichel is more of the space in which there's a natural humility. It's the opposite of gaiva. Emotions is all about you, right? It's your feelings. That's your experience. That's what emotions are. Not necessarily bad or good. It's just the reality of emotions is that it's centered around you. Whereas seichel is when you can actually think about other people and how they react. It's not all about you. That's what seichel is. So seichel is much more geared towards bittul, towards humility. And again, that's the contrast Rav Nachman is making over here. He's not taught. He's comparing, he's saying these tzaddikim versus Baalei Gaiva. So the seichel, which is the place of where real humility can be, is giving them mussar. And specifically chachma, that's why, again, it's not just seichel, which is Yaakov, but it's specifically the koich of chachma in seichel, because, as we mentioned many times, chachma in particular is that koich its entire thing is humility. And as all seichel has the ability to think outside of itself. But the one faculty within Seichel that's kulay about putting oneself to the side is Chachma. Chachma mi'ayin timatzei. Right? As I mentioned many times, Chachma is the kayach that a person has to learn something new. Right? Bina then investigates and pulls it apart and understands and das integrates it. But Chachma means that initial quality to learn something new. To learn something new means you have to put everything you know to the side. Right. If you don't do that, then when you learn something new, it's not something new. You're coming with a preconceived understanding, and you're not allowing the true nature of this new idea to become embedded within you, right? To become received. So it's like the person's not, is not really open enough to receive anything new. Chochmah means the ability to do that. So again, that's why Yaakov Avihem, it's specifically not just Met Seichel in general. It's Yaakov, it's the Seichel, but particularly the Kayach of Chochmah. So he says, "Vaynu shaseichel mechicham." This the mussar that seichel is giving them. Vaymerlem, and again in this case, the shvatim are being compared to this, the Bali Gaiva model. Not them chas v'shalom, it's a mashal. Vaymerlem, and the seichel says to them, "Oyisi shekaltem. Me, I'm lost. You're making me lost. Make it kolam isgoyah." Because through Gaiva, Chachmasim is Telekes Mimen. The Gemara says in Psochim that a person's wisdom becomes lost. So Seichel is saying, first and foremost, I'm being disregarded. I'm becoming lost through this Gaiva. Yosef Einenu. So there's no Seichel. If there's no Seichel, if the Baal Gaiva category are not being driven by the Seichel, and Fakert, it's anti Seichel. Yosef Einenu, and there's no Yosef. What does it mean there's no Yosef? So b'chinas tikkun hamavos, Yosef atzadik corresponds to actually fixing one's problems. Hainu adayin lo tikkantem hamavos, and again, that's the example he gave before, is like with all the fasting and all the, unless the iris are becoming integrated in the kalim, and really truly, that's the only way to change it. Otherwise, it's this disconnect. And Yosef corresponds to this to the concept of kalim truly changing. What do we see that? Shulecherbu lekolin. So he says when he'll get to why it's connected to Yosef in a moment. He says when the coarseness of the kalim is not rectified, then it's a bizayin. That like that's the busha that a person carries around. Like he gave the example before of a sackcloth that, you know, the schmutz is enmeshed within the sackcloth. You're carrying around schmutz. V'yesh lechem lizbayish machmasay, and that's the source of one's own embarrassment. Kitikan hamauvas, because the correction of these, you know, of the removal of the schmutz of the body and of the midas and so on. Hu b'chinas Yosef. That's what Yosef represents. Al shame. Why is he called Yosef? Asaf alakim is charpasi, right? That's what it says in Pasuk, that Rachel called him Yosef because it comes to the word asaf, which means to gather. You know, asaf alakim is charpasi, Hashem has removed or, you know, dispelled my embarrassment, right? That's what Rachel says, that she was embarrassed, she didn't have children, now she has. So asaf alakim is charpasi. So you see, Yosef means the removal of a charpa, the removal of a bizayin. And so, in terms of one's own inyanim and one's kalim, so to speak, the only way to remove them is not by hiding behind a lot of ar. It's by allowing the ar to really expel the bizayinus. And that comes with choosing the path of tikkun, which is primarily through bittul and recognizing that, you know, and being involved with bringing R into your life, not because to get madregas, right, but in order to become changed by it, in order to make, not just to become changed by it, but in order to make a dira tachtayim, in order to make this place a place for Hashem, to bring R down here and to bring R more lower into your system. There's a nice, they say, from the Chayz of Lublin. The Chayza, this whole thing, the Chayza was very, very stark on the side of Tikkun. Very strong on the side of Tikkun. He was extremely, the Shiflas HaNefesh by the Chayza Ubin was very, very strong. He used to say, I mentioned this before, by Aleinu, when we say in the line that, what's the Lashon? Kol Rishi Aretz, No, we say that in Elena we daven that Hashem should get rid of Rishi Aretz. None of you know Elena by heart, no? No one? Okay. L'haf neiselecha kol Rishi Aretz. There you go. L'haf neiselecha. You googled it? Yeah. L'haf neiselecha kol Rishi Aretz. So that we daven that all the Rishi Aretz, all those that are evil, the Rishayim, should turn to you, Hashem. So the Chayzav, whenever he said Aleinu, he would put his name in that. He would say, L'haf neiselecha kol Rishi Aretz, Yitzchak Yaakov and Matel. That's what he would say. He's like, Mamish Shiflas HaNefesh. So there's a ma'isa that it was once a Friday night, I think. It was after davening. Yeah, it was after davening, and the hanoga was after davening, he would go into his room, make a chanas, and then come out for kiddush. So he was in his room. The chassidim are outside, you know, and he opens the door, and the scene is like all these chassidim rechayza, big holy Jews, all wearing like white, like mekubalim. So the chayza looks, and the chayza says like this. He says, Chazal say that for Rishayim, the Rabban Hashem gives them schar in this world to, you know, to pater himself so that they could just have nothing in the next world. So he says, but what type of schar is a person going to get? If a person in this world is interested in money, so Hashem gives them money. If a person is interested in kavod, then Hashem gives them kavod. But what if a yid isn't interested in money and isn't interested in kavod? He's just interested in madregas. Ruach HaKadosh and Madregas, being a Mokobel. So what Hashem does, Hashem gives him that. Then that's Char. He closes the door. And like, so in other words, and all the Chassidim are thinking like, oh, he's talking about me, you know. Chassid is talking about himself. But this, I don't know why I got into this. I'm not sure. In order to truly asaf lekim scherpasi, to get rid of one's bizyoinus, then the person has to be involved in bringing iris down, not for the iris, not to for those madregas, but in order to be mekadesh Hashem shemayim, to bring Hashem's presence in this world, and that humility of focus downward. That integrates the iris and the kalim, and that removes the cherp. So that's what Yaakov is saying, that me, I'm lost, you're not following seichel. Yosef is not here, you're not getting rid of bizyainus. The Shimon einenu, and Shimon's not, and Shimon's gone, right? The Shimon was imprisoned, right? Hainu, ayidei she'en lecha b'chines Yosef, and it was in this context, you don't have Yosef, so ein lecha b'chines Shimon, then you don't have Shimon either. What does it mean, Shimon? Shimon who bechinas kishama Hashem kisnu anoichi. What is Shimon, right? Shimon is called Shimon because Leah said, Hashem heard that I was hated, right? Ki ata eincha sanoi. Right? So Shimon represents a recognition that you're not hated, right? Kimach mashleitikata zatzmecha. So, and he says like this, if you didn't fix yourself, if you didn't have Yosef, right? If there's no Yosef, if you didn't fix your own kelim, eincha yachol achiyach echeirim. Means you can't fix and you can't help other people. Because what are they going to recite to you? Are you telling me about my bizyoinus? You have your own bizyoinus. And because of this, you're not hated. Meaning, because if you give musa to people, then you're going to be hated. So it's good to be hated. So Shimon means Shimon means that you're hated. That means that you're able to give musa to other people. Shimon inenu. You're not going to be a Shimon. You're not going to be hated, right? Which is which is a good thing, right? Like the Gemara says in Ksuvos, Haitzum Rabbana, a young Tam Chacham, the Merachim Le B'nei Masa, that his city likes him, Lav Mishum Tamal, it's not because he's so good, because he's not giving them Musar in matters of Shemayim. He's not giving them Musar. So that's why they like him so much. A person that is mechiach others b'milu d'shmaya, right? So then what? Then he is hated. So that's a good thing. So Shimon means kisnu anoichi, that you're hated. That means the kayach of being mechiach people. So Yaakov says, if you're not mesaking your own kelim, then you're not going to be able to mechiach people. Nimsav sham mechiach usanui. So mechiach is hated. That seems a little bit of like a. Not circular, but a little bit of like, it's a long way to get to the point that you can't be mechiach other people. You hate it. There's a taich, I think they told us Yaakov Yosef. I can't remember exact. One of the earlier classical, you know, Chassidish Sfarim. They ask, I think I mentioned this at the end of Sefer Yeshua. We had a shmuz about this, but the language of the Gemara is a little bit strange. Haitzum Rabbanon, this young Talmud Chacham Demarachim Lebenosa, that his city likes him. Lad Mishum Demali Tvei is not because he's so good. El Mishum Dalei Machichu, because he doesn't give them Musar B'mili D'Shmaya. So I think it was the Talmud, Degel Machad Ephraim, one of the Sfarim asked, why does the Gemara have to add those words, B'mili Deshmaya? What else are you giving Musar about? The Gemara says, the Gemara should say, that the fact that he's liked is an indication, that he's not giving Musar. Give Musar about what? About, I don't know, obviously, B'mili Deshmaya, that's what Musar is about. Why does the Gemara have to say B'mili Deshmaya? So one of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, it says, That what it means is like this. It doesn't mean the Mila Deshmaya. It doesn't mean that the Talmud Chacham has to directly, with words face to face, give Musar. It means when that the Talmud when a person is truly a Talmud Chacham, a Tzur Marabanan, then any time he does his Avodas Hashem, he is deeply connected to everyone, all of his talmidim, all of his congregants, you know, that he's deeply connected to them. Ad kedei kach, that when he is being mesaken himself, and he's saying mili d'shmaya, he's involved in his own ruchnias. That already gives teichacha to everyone else. Not consciously, and not because they're watching him, just stop. If he is Oyla, if he ascends, if he goes up in his madrigas, then everyone goes up in his madrigas. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara adds with Mila Dishmaya. If it would have just said that they don't that they like him because he doesn't give Musar, what does that mean? That would mean okay, Musar. But now it says no, he doesn't give Musar Mila Dishmaya. And even in his own Mila Dishmaya, in his own personal Avodas Hashem, it's not being poil in anyone else. And so. This idea, so now that idea of a person's, of let's say the Tzur Marabanan's Avodas Hashem, automatically affecting other people is deeply rooted in his Kalim being refined. It's a klal in the Kisyari that I'll give you in the language of the Arizal, but then we'll see the model over here. The Arizal, there's a, it's all the time, and whether we understand it or not, there's the highest madrigal, it's called Atzilus, right? That's the place of Elikos, godliness, that's Kedusha, Leigur Chara. And then there's the lower worlds of Bri, Yetzi, and Asiya. The Arizal says, the pratim of this we're not going into right now, but the Arizal says is that every universe has Aris and Kalim. Every universe has a system of Aris and Kalim. Atzilus is Aris and Kalim. The lower worlds is Aris and Kalim. The Rizal says as follows, as one, the Kavanus of Davening, it's a major Nakuda, but it's not for now to unpackage it properly. But the Rizal says is that the Kalim of Atzilus, or at least an aspect of the Kalim of Atzilus, descend to become the soul of the lower worlds. So when we talk about the lower worlds, Bri, Yetzin, Asiya, having a soul and having Ar, and having an Neshama to them, a driving force behind them, what's that driving force? It's the Kalim of Atzilus. So in Chassidus, the way to think of this is also in terms of the tzaddik versus the chassidim, I guess you can say, where in the language of the Gemara, the Tzur Marabanan and the Bnei Masa and the people of the city, the tzaddik is Atzilus. The people of the city, so to speak, are Bri, Yetzi, and Asiya. The soul of the people is the kalim of the tzaddik. So if the kalim of the tzaddik is truly becoming refined in his own Avodas Hashem, then that will propel the people forward. If his kalim are not truly being refined, then the people are not going to be propelled by, then his kalim are still full of cherp and bizyonis. So of course the people are going to be full of cherp and bizyonis too, because their soul, the iris that are fueling them, which is the kalim of the tzaddik, is also not being refined. So again, this is where Rav Nachman, maybe, this is Rav Nachman specifically, in this model, right? Yaakov is saying, again, so the Seichel is saying, these people that are Bali Gaiva, the Kuvyachot Tzur Marabonon over here, but he's not, his Avodas Hashem is not refining his Kalim. Yosef is not there. If Yosef is not there, then Shimon Einenu, then he's not able to give Musar. What do you mean he's not able to give Musar? Why can't the guys be, the guy, you know, is be Michal Shabbos? Why can't this guy yell and scream at him? Why can't he give Musar? Okay, so the answer is because his Kalim, because he references this Gemara. The way of giving Musar anyway is by refining, you be Makashi yourself to other Yidden, and thus your Kalim are going to be their Neshama. And now that your kelim are becoming refined through your avodas Hashem, then they'll be changed as well. But if your kelim are not being refined because Yosef enenu, then Shimon enenu, then you're not going to be able to give Musar in a proper way either. So that's maybe that's why he references this Gemara in particular. That again, that's why it's this Mechiach is hinted to in the word Shimon that he's hated, because again, it's referencing back to this Gemara that refers to this idea that a Talmud Chacham that's not hated, it means he's not giving Musar b'mili d'shmaya. That's an amazing thing, because the Gemara is telling us a real secret, which is the true way to give Musar is in a way that it's Mila Dishmaya, that the Tzaddik himself, when he's being Isaac in his Mila Dishmaya, right, in his Ruchnias, his Atzilus Dekenyonim, but in a way that refines his Kalim, then automatically his Kalim then, that become the soul of people that are connected to Briyat Sinasiya, that propels them forward. But again, if it's Yosef Enenu, then it's Shimon Enenu.
Don't we say that when a Yid sees something doing something wrong, the only reason, the only sibba that you could go over to them is if you see a part of yourself doing it?
That's exactly Nakuda, because again, that's if there's something wrong, it means my Kalim. Right, that's exactly it.
Sometimes yeah. Your mother uses Yaakov.
Yeah. Going down from Yaakov to the children, right?
Yeah.
Right, to give that over. That's from the Kalim of the above. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you see this, I mean, clearly, I mean, here, let's finish the piece. Ves Binyamin tikachu, and now Yaakov continues, and now you're going to take Binyamin, right? Zemar al Godless. Binyamin over here is a mashal to Godless. Kipirish Rashi, Binyamin al Shem Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says that he's called Binyamin because he was the only Shevet born in Eretz Yisrael. Ben Yamin, right? Eretz Yisrael, who gavoy mikol arotzes. Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all places, so the right is considered like the most chashev, so Ben Yamin. Right, v'hainu. So what does it mean? Bis binyan takachu. Lo yidai shein lechem kol b'chinas olava. Right. So that's what the muster is to these bala gaiva. So you know, Yaakov inenu. You don't have seichel. Yosef inenu. You still have bizyonis. Shimon inenu. You're not being mashpi on other people. So this binyan takachu, and you hold yourself to be gedoy le'olam, to be the most chashuv. Right. Im kol zev es binyan takachu shatolech latzachem godless. And this is what the seichel is being mechich. Alai, how you kolana? It's all because of lack of chachmas, lack of vittel. It's all coming because of that. I mean, now again, Nachman doesn't connect it to the story of the Shvatim. Again, you could just see this as like an independent. Okay, there's a pasuk taken out of context. You know, the level of drush, it's taken out of context just to say this pshatel. You could say that. That's you know, the stamma, that you could also try to connect it a little bit to the story of Yaakov and the brothers as well. Not chas v'shalom, you know. But there probably is to continue the mashal, some sort of dimyan like that. If Yosef HaTzadik represents a tikkun, right? And he's called Ben Zakunim, right? He's called Ben Zakunim. Ben Zakunim, Targum translates as Bar Chakim, the son that had Chochmah. So Yosef HaTzadik therefore represents the model of Tikkun, right? And that's why he has beautiful clothing. He was given beautiful clothing. Clothing means Kalim, right? Like in the Moshe that Rav Nachman said, the sackcloth, that's, you can't get the Shmutz out because it's the Oiris are not really becoming integrated in the Kalim, then Fakert. Yosef HaTzadik represents trying to integrate Oiris and Kalim. The higher are channeling itself into lower Kalim, right? V'hu na'ar espenei bilv espenei zilpa. He was metapel. He was Isaac with the bnei hashvachais, right? And so the other shvatim are looking at that as like that's not, it's unbecoming. If you're supposed to be Yisvat tzaddik, what are you doing? Misalsa v'sara izinyanim. And the answer is that's the model of tikkun. The model of tikkun is that the higher R is Isaac in the lower Kalim, to be misak in the lower Kalim. We spoke about this also once. I don't remember in what context, but maybe on a Shabbos afternoon share. Even the hair is also related to this idea of higher iris in coarser kalim, right? Because the hair is very coarse and very constrictive. Hair is strong gurus. Strong dinim is a bechina of hair. And ironically, the highest iris, which comes from the head itself, is channeled by hair, is because that's the site of tikkun. You find this in the, without going into, there's you find this in other places in the Kisveri, that hair is to a certain degree sort of captures it captures the inyan of tikkun. Tikkun which is huge iris being specifically constricted by very low kalim, that's the inyan of hair. So Yosef is Masalsa Basairai. He's Isaac with the Bnei Ashvachis. It's the same thing. And the Shvatim, Kviyachal, and their Madrega don't appreciate this. That's the Bechin of Tayu, right? And that's where they take the clothing of Yosef Atzadik, the Ksinus Pasim, right? And they dip it in blood, right? So it's an interesting thing. I mean, like, blood is clothing is clothing. Blood is the. I understand in the symbol they're trying to prove to Yaakov that Yosef was killed, but again, it also is reflective of everything that's the opposite of tikkun of Yosef Tzadik. Blood, ki adam hu nefesh. Blood corresponds to the lowest part of the nefesh, which is where all the unrefined qualities of nefesh of Bahamas is, right? And the clothing was saturated in that blood. So in other words, that represents everything that's wrong. You know, kol ha'paisel b'mumay paisel. Right? You think someone else has the issue, it's really on you. So the Shvatim are saying with Yosef HaTzadik, you see his kalim are so unrefined. He's the salsa b'sara, he's Isaac in the Shvachis and so on. He's saying Lashon Hara, right? Which is a bekam of Dibur, which is Malchus. And all his kalim are unrefined. But Adarabba called Paisa Mumai Paisa. So you see that, again, that's what they're, the symbol of the clothing being saturated in blood. Is they're indicating, Ki'ilu Yosef is the one whose kalim are unrefined. But again, Kol Paisa Mumai Paisa, it's really the Shvatim, Kivyachal, in this mashal that correspond to that issue. Okay, so just maybe a couple more minutes. Okay, so we'll start with Isay. We'll see how far we get. Just to read the words in the Vezeshav next week, we'll try to continue to understand. Okay, fine. So now we have all these. So it's a war between the two. So how do you fit? What's the Eitzah for the Baal Gaiva? The Eitzah Yutz LaBaal Gaiva, the Eitzah for the Baal Gaiva, she Avodah Zarah, which to a certain degree is connected to Avodah Zarah. K'may Shekasa of Toivas Hashem Kol Gval Lev. That. The Ta'eva of Hashem is anyone that has Gaiva, and that's Ta'eva's in that context is usually associated with Avodah Zarah. Kol Gval Lev. So what's the Tikkun? Ha'ikr Ha'idei is Karvus L'Tzadikim is through becoming close to Tzadikim. K'muva B'Tikkunim, as the Zohar says, that Besrua, the sound of Besrua, Diyurucha, is Avid El Acher. That the true, which the ruach of the trua, removes and dispels el acher, a foreign god, an alien god. In other words, gaiva is associated with avodah zarah. In other words, what is avodah zarah in its root? Believing in some other power. Well, guess what? The Baal Gaiva believes in his own power. That's avodah zarah. So says the Zohar Kaddish that bisrua, that there's a ruach that dispels and gets rid of el acher, of a foreign god, which is gaiva. And what is this ruach? V'tzadik u'bechinas rucha. The tzadik is this ruach, k'may shekasov, as it says in Pasuk, ish asher ruach boy, that Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem, or demands of Hashem, that he should appoint the next person, the next leader. And what's the next leader, the next tzadik described as? Ish asher ruach boy, a man that has the spirit within him, right? What does it mean, ruach? So just by the way, Rashi says, simple pshat means ruach, ish asher ruach boy means a person that's able to go So, but if you think about it, the simple taich of the pasuk is a little bit strange. Isha sheruach bai, the simple pshat, simple words means the tzaddik has the ruach. He has the ruach. But all of a sudden, the way the pshat in Rashi is, isha sheruach bai means the tzaddik that knows the ruach of every other yid. So this ruach is not in the tzaddik, it's in other yid, and he knows it. Well, the answer is like what I said before. the kelim of the tzaddik becomes the soul of the chassidim. So, ish asher ruach boy, it means that the tzaddik, why does the tzaddik know the ruach shel kol echad ve'echad? The answer is because the ruach shel kol echad ve'echad is within the tzaddik. It's the kelim of the tzaddik. So this pasuk again that Rav Nachman is referencing, right? Which again is the ruach that dispels the elzar, the foreign god, the gaiva that's in the heart of the people of Tayu. The tzaddik that we're talking about is it's described as the ish ruach is itself the healthy model of the mechiach, which is that he humble enough to connect himself to other yidden. Because that's also part of gaiva, right? Gaiva means that I'm better than everyone else. Well, if I'm better than everyone else, I'm not interested in my kelim becoming their soul. So humility itself means that I'm willing to see myself as just echad ol. I'm just one of the guys. In which case, my kelim become the soul of the bnei mas, of the people of the city. And then if my kelim are being refined, then the male they're being refined. And that's the model of Isha Sheruach Boy, that Yedei Lahalech Baruch HaShekol Echadecher, he knows how to deal with each one, is because their soul is his kelim. And the fact that, and again, that's the healthy model of Tikkun. So that's the anti-gaiva. So if a person's, so that's what the Zohar says, that the Yerucha, that the Ruach dispels the El Zar, what's the Ruach? A tzaddik, but not just now. There could have used a million different words to hint to a tzaddik. Why dafka the word Ruach? Well, the answer is because the Ruach represents in model, this healthy model of the tzaddik's avoida refining his kelim, truly, and his kelim being integrated amongst other yidden, which is all coming from humility and from his willingness to be lower, right? So that's exactly the model that's anti the Baal Gaiva. The Nasa Me'acher Echad. And through this, through the Ruach, through the Tzaddik, it's able to not just get rid of the Elzar, but to change the Elz, the Acher, like the Hilm Acherim, right? The alien God, the foreign God, to Echad, to become one. Ki Yukutza Da'is Dalet, right? The difference between Acher and Echad, right, is the dot, the corner of the race, turning it into a dalet. Shemenu arba ruchos, which again, that difference is the number four, right? That's dalet is four, which corresponds to the four directions. K'may shakos of koyim Hashem may arba ruchos by haruach. Again, that's why again the tzaddik is a reference to this koyach of ruach, which is associated with the four directions. The word ruach means a direction. Because again, that's the model of the true tzaddik. That's in the side of Tikkun, is again someone who is humble enough not to be trying to look for his madrigas. Again, if you're looking for madrigas and just are, the nature of that is measuring yourself versus other people, right? That's, you know. But if there's humility and there's bittul and the shivus and nefesh, so the tachlis is dir b'tachtonim. The tachlis is, you know, to focus oneself downward, that allows the person to be mekusher to other yidden, and the skashus to other yidden is your kalim becoming their are, and if your kalim are truly becoming refined through one's humility, then memela they're going to be then they'll be uplifted by you, and that's isha sheruach bai, and that's the dalid from the resh. So the el acher becomes the el echad, so the kel echad. Zeloshin trua. That's why it's also with the trua that is our reference, that the ruach is the trua. Loshin teroyim b'shevet barzel. That teroyim b'shevet barzel kihu meshaber ruach gavoya el acher kfiris, because that's teroyim b'shevet barzel is to the Rishayim of the nations of the world to destroy them with an iron stick. So that's what it means, that it destroys the Avodah Zarah, the Gaiv, and so on. And that's the Ruach that does that. Okay, Bez Hashem, next week we'll try to make more sense of this. All right, Shkoyach.